Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We should mention that we'll have in-studio guests in about 20 minutes. Dave Neal and Travis Garrison.
They Terps.
Former Terp hoopsters and front office for Maryland's TBT team that Shell Shock. So they are coming in at 9:20.
Very cool.
Dave Neal from O'Connell High School. Travis Garrison from DeMatha.
He was a McDonald's All-American.
Yep.
Stud.
Very good.
Stud. Dave Neal was a stud high school baller. Mm-hmm. Averaged 21 a game.
Dave Neal was a campus legend when I was there.
Mm. Did well with the ladies.
I don't know about the ladies.
But, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he did.
But he was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone gets psyched to see him walking around the mall.
Mm-hmm.
When did he graduate?
Out and about. 2009. Same year as me.
2009.
How tall is Dave Neal?
Like 6'7". It's like 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little taller than that.
Yep.
I think it's because because he was white, maybe a little bit chubby.
Okay.
He was a thicker boy.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the students could relate to that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. So they'll be in with us at 9:20. Time now for the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax today. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at bmwoffairfax.com. The Diddy trial. Wrapping up. Diddy Combs denied bail as he awaits sentencing now. Sean Combs was denied bail after a jury found him guilty of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Yesterday, the judge cited Combs' history of violence and past illegal conduct, while explaining why he declined to release Combs as he awaits sentencing. Now, while Diddy was acquitted of the most serious charges, racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking,
those are the huge charges. He got off on the huge charges.
Right.
Correct.
Now, even though he got off on those charges, he's still facing up to 20 years in prison, since the maximum sentence for each of the transportation counts is 10 years. There'll be a hearing next week to address the scheduling of Combs' sentencing.
I don't think he's going to serve. I think they'll probably. I'm glad that the judge didn't give him bond, so he's got to stay in jail until next week when they do the sentencing. But I don't think he's going to face any additional jail time.
Did you see people in the streets of New York celebrating with baby oil?
Oh, really? I did see one guy doing that.
Yes. Are they just squirting the baby oil?
Yeah, they're squirting
oil,
it around, squirting it on each other.
Mm.
Also, his attorney, Brian Steele, he's getting a lot of street cred because he's now 2-0 in RICO charges, because he also represented Young Thug in the YSL racketeering.
Right.
And so
the rappers know who to hire.
Yeah.
I guess.
What's been the reaction of the people like in the music industry?
Well, I think he's a joke with like rappers like 50 Cent.
Yeah. 50 Cent, was he just killing him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he called him the gay Irv Gotti. No, I forget. Who was the gay John Gotti.
Okay.
Irv Gotti was a music producer.
Okay.
So
rest in peace, Irv Gotti. Recently passed away.
Mm.
I know.
I
you're losing street cred.
You know John Gotti?
I know who John Gotti is.
I don't know who this Irv Gotti is.
Valdez is getting confused, too.
Okay.
Irv Gotti, producer of Murder, Inc.
Oh, okay.
He had to rush one in during the commercial break. Usually he's an after-the-show guy, but he got a wave.
Oh, okay, got it.
So he's a little off his game.
It happens. These things happen. Jason, what is your percentage again of dumb people that populate the planet? 85%. Well,
it might be higher.
This British guy certainly falls into that camp. A gullible British man was scammed by an online catfisher, believing it was a hard-up Jennifer Aniston madly in love with him.
Ugh.
His name is Paul Davis, 43 years old. He told The Sun he paid out non-refundable Apple gift cards after being sent messages he believed were from the Friendstar blowing him kisses and holding up a sign reading, "I love you." And I have the picture here of Jennifer Aniston. Hold, I mean, this is the fakest looking right. bot catfishing picture ever. And Paul Davis saw it. Oh my gosh, Rachel from Friends is down on her luck. I need to send her.
Jennifer loves me.
I need to send her some gift cards.
He said, how many gift cards did he send?
He said
$270.
That's why we won the war.
This is probably a reason why. He said, I've had fake videos from Jen Aniston saying she loves me and asking for about $270. Mm-hmm. I believed it and I paid.
What a dum-dum.
The unemployed Brit. Okay, that's a key part of the sentence. The unemployed Brit from Southampton fell for the scam, even though the supposed Hollywood superstar said she needed his help to pay for her Apple subscriptions. Now, this is the same Jennifer Aniston who stars, I believe.
She's employed by Apple.
Yeah, yeah. Stars, the morning show.
Yeah, she stars on an Apple TV Plus show. So I'm pretty sure her Apple scripts are paid for. one of the back and forth said, are you there, my love? My subscription is about to expire. Yeah. He believed it, he said, because he sent the photo supposedly proving it was Aniston's driver's license, then some audio clips that sounded just like Brad Pitt's ex-wife.
Yeah. He thought it was Jennifer, and she said, can you send me a $100 Apple card to purchase my love? I will later. Goodbye. Okay. Which time, my love? Eight-ish. So, I mean, he was just going back and forth with this scammer saying, yeah, I'll get back to you by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this dude said scammers had messaged him incessantly with others pretending to be tech giants Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, we got a fish on the line.
Hello, look, Mark Zuckerberg's reaching out. He needs some money. The founder of Meta needs a few pounds. I mean, what?
By the way, Paul Davis looks like a dummy. Just look at that
he's
photo.
From Southampton. Is that where the Titanic departed from? Drab?
I believe so, yeah.
Thank you. I don't know a lot about Titanic trivia, but that name was kind of jumping out at me. So that was good for a chuckle. Paul Davis, 43, from Southampton. Little bit of a donk. Mm-hmm. Some pictures surfaced recently online of Ryan Seacrest.
Ooh, where he looks skinny.
He looks very gaunt. And really? Skinny in these pictures. By the way, I'm sleeping on the fact that he's now the Wheel of Fortune host. I just don't really watch Wheel of Fortune anymore. I'm a Jeopardy purist. I'm a Jeopardy guy. I like to feel dumb by looking at all the questions I can't answer on Jeopardy, apparently. But
and who's hosting Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the girl from Big Bang Theory anymore?
Mayim Bialik, she had a run, but I don't know if her contract ran out or...
Like, I think they're still sticking with Ken.
I think it's just Ken. Because it was, they were kind of alternating for a while, and then it went to, well, Mayim's just going to come back for certain events and high-profile things, and all I've seen is Ken Jennings. So I guess she got aced out.
But yeah, he looks ridiculously skinny. He looks sick, almost.
Really? In this picture here?
Gaunt.
Yeah. I think he's just a skinny dude.
No, well, I think he's always skinny, but just take a look at the left side and right side of the pictures you're looking at.
I think he's just so obsessed with how he looks like he feels fat when he's not fat. Maybe he's taking Ozempic.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think?
I mean,
like that looks unhealthy.
Or is he super stressed?
It's fine to be in shape, but that looks like unhealthy skinny. Like
Ryan Seacrest, he's probably 5'5", 160 pounds.
You think he's 5'5"?
He's short.
I think he's real. I think he's taller than that.
All right, maybe he's 5'7", 5'8".
I'll look him up.
He ain't taller than that.
5'8".
5'8", which means,
that's giving
which
him
means
a couple.
He's 5'6".
Yeah, he's small. Because
you're always going to add a little extra.
Now, he might be 135 pounds in this picture on the right. But I was going to guess 5'5", 5'6", 160.
By the way, he's wearing beige pants with like khaki. He's wearing a beige shirt with like khaki pants.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird to like be so matchy-matchy?
No,
like
I think
too close, right?
I think that's in.
Like this is an in look.
The tan animal
tan,
look.
Tan on tan is a good look.
Yeah. Why was he letting these people take? Who was taking this picture of him?
I don't know.
Why is he putting this out on Instagram
if
he doesn't look?
He's
that
clearly
good?
Posing for this picture.
Of course.
I mean, he thinks he's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, the story is
he's
Ryan
just a
Seacrest,
small dude,
skinny.
Yeah, very, very skinny.
I'm not skinny, and I'm about to eat something that's going to make me less skinny. Mike Marr just went out and got.
Ditto.
So good for you, Mike Marr. Thanks for saving us.
Hey, make sure you get it to me before Travis Garrison gets to it.
What, you think he's going to eat your food?
He might. He might just pummel it.
He might be hungry. Yeah. Might be a hungry guy.
Travis, don't eat my McDonald's.
All right, good news. Randy Moss is going to be back in his seat on ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown show this season after he was forced to take time off air in 2024 due to his cancer battle. The network confirmed the news to The Athletic, saying in a statement, getting word that Randy Moss will be on set come week one, that's been the highlight of them for the offseason. I believe he dealt with liver cancer?
I think it was, yeah.
So that's good news.
But he's all good.
That he will be back. Valdez, do we have the audio of Charlize Theron, we don't have that. Apparently, she was on a podcast recently. Charlize Theron, who
Call
I believe is in her 40s. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Yeah. Okay. And she was raving about banging a 26-year-old.
Good for her.
And she ain't 26.
I think she's 46.
Is she 46? Okay. She's in her mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
I'll double check.
I guess she's going like full cougar mode. Slept with a 26-year-old.
Oh, she's 49.
49 with a 26-year-old.
I think she said it was a one-nighter.
Okay. She was raving about it, apparently.
She said she wished she did this in her 20s.
Mm.
She'd have a bunch of one-night stands.
Right.
I wish Drab was here, though. He has a lot of thoughts about how he thinks it's kind of nubs that she's on a podcast bragging about her one-night stands, which right. She has like 15-year-old daughters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially with like a 26-year-old.
I didn't realize she had daughters.
The age gap between her daughters and the guy that she's banging.
All right. I'm asking a question here. This is not related to her banging a much younger guy, which Drab is also into. He's also into the big age gaps. Didn't she come from like a really like chaotic home where did her father get shot by her mother or something? Something along those lines with Charlize Theron's like upbringing, like she had some sort of violent incident, I think, as a younger woman when she was being raised. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I'm completely making it up, but I don't think so. I think her dad was shot by a family member in like a family squabble.
I'm just looking up her wiki page. I don't see it yet.
Hmm.
I mean, I saw that she did therapy when she was younger because she grew up in apartheid, is what it says here.
Yeah. I hope I'm getting that right. I hope I'm just not throwing out some weird, like, traumatic
you might be right.
Homicide story about Charlize Theron, but I think I'm pretty correct on that. Valdez, play the Squid Game music for me. Squid Game broke a new record for Netflix when it debuted its third and final season. Mike Marr can't stop watching it. That was last Friday that it came out. Over the first 3 days of its availability, the smash hit Korean drama drew 60.1 million views, setting a new high for the streamer per their Netflix top 10 list. With that impressive opening, Squid Game Season 3 is now Netflix's ninth most watched non-English TV show ever on the streamer's regularly updated list of most popular series overall.
Cakes. Every once in a while, you have to bet on cakes.
Okay, yes, thank you.
I see this story here. This is from Britannica.com. I guess that's modern-day encyclopedia, okay, not sure. Wiki.
Yeah.
Theron grew up on a farm near Benoni, South Africa. At age 13, wanting to continue her ballet studies, she began attending a boarding school. During a visit home when she was 15, her mother shot and killed her father in self-defense after being attacked by him while he was drunk.
Always bet
I didn't question it.
I know, I'm not, I just didn't see it. I'm not saying you did or didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just getting it out there to the audience.
He's borrowing EB's back padding machine.
Always bet with cakes. That's the takeaway here. All right, here's another takeaway. Orlando Bloom, Jason, do you know who he was seen strolling with post breakup with Katy Perry?
Can you give us a clue? Was this at the Bezos wedding?
Here's your clue. Jugs.
Oh, it's Sydney Sweeney.
Orlando Bloom seen on stroll with Sydney Sweeney after the Katy Perry split.
You knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, because they were hanging out in Venice.
Not even hooking up, but if I'm Orlando Bloom, I need to get a picture with Sydney Sweeney to make Katy Perry jealous.
Yes, you need to get that out there. You need to be as petty as possible. So they were.
It's hard to find a better rack in the world besides Katy Perry.
Yeah,
Orlando Bloom did.
Yep.
I was going to say they're both pretty endowed.
So they were strolling through Venice Saturday morning after they attended Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding. I didn't know this was the nickname for Venice, Floating City. That's news to me. I guess there are canals everywhere. I guess it makes sense.
I mean, it's right on the water.
I read somewhere Megyn Kelly said on her podcast that Sydney Sweeney's boobs are so impressive and famous that got her invited to Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Oh, really?
Very nice. And if we're doing an Orlando Bloom story, we got to close the EP with his ex, Katy Perry, got trapped inside a money metal ball during her Australia concert malfunction. She was in like a giant metal hamster ball, and she got stuck inside of it.
Somehow. So first Red Panda goes down
everything happens to threes, JP. Red Panda goes down.
Cowboy Carter.
Beyonce almost falls out of her Cadillac in the Houston show, I think that was.
Yes, it was in Houston.
Yeah, her homecoming show.
Yep.
And the third, Katy Perry, trapped in a big giant hamster ball in Australia. But eventually she got out. She was rescued. She was brought to safety. So good for her. But not good reviews for Katy Perry's tours. Weird robotic dancing, getting trapped in a hamster ball. I don't think she's selling out like she did 8 or 10 years ago.
She's not the star she used to be. Hey, yeah. Good job on the EP.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're entertained?
Mildly entertained. I was slightly entertained.
Yeah. I knew you had to throw the Diddy story in there.
Did you smile a little bit about Paul Davis, the guy who was getting duped by the Jennifer Aniston bot?
I didn't smile.
Come on, just a little smile.
No, I mean, he's a dummy, but it didn't make me smile.
What about a sly smile right now?
Something.
You guys are funny.
Nothing. All right, when we come back.
What'll make me smile is when I get my hotcakes and sausage.
That will make you smile.
It's minutes away.
Dave Neal and Travis Garrison, the former Terp Hoopsters and part of Maryland's TBT team, Shell Shock. They're the front office running it. They're going to join us in studio next here on The Fan.